Does everyone know what time it is? It's time for 1313 Harbor, the podcast hosted by Jasmine and her friends.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the podcast, 1313 Harbor, the podcast. This is a little preview before the episode. So we record a lot of the episodes in advance. So this episode, I'm with Sean of Walt's Apartment podcast, and a few things have happened since we've recorded. So before we start the episode, I wanted Sean to update everybody. So take it away, Sean.
Sure. Right on. Well, I appreciate you for having me back in, Jasmine. Been a crazy month. We recorded the episode probably, I think, our episode, a little while ago. And when we recorded it, I had just started a new podcast called Walt's Apartment Podcast. I had previously left the DCast podcast and started on my own venture there. Since that time, there's been a few things that have happened. When I started the new podcast, Walt's Apartment, one of my co-hosts, Chris, who was a huge influence for me to start my own thing and a huge supporter and help me, was also a host of the DCast. So after we recorded our first actual episode for Walt's Apartment, the next evening, my friend Chris, he unfortunately passed away. So if you follow the DCast, you know who Chris is. And yeah, Chris was a great, great man. And so with that being said, both things were kind of in flux at that time, the DCast and Walt's Apartment. But this last week, Andy, who runs the DCast, reached out to me and said that he no longer wants to be the head of the DCast, and asked me if I take it back over. And I had a lot of reservations about doing it. But one of the biggest reasons that I did do it, I told Andy, I said, I'll do it, but there's just a few things I want to make some changes. And he understood that. And that's one of the biggest changes I wanted to make was I wanted to keep the name of Walt's Apartment Podcast. And there's a reason behind that now more than there was when I first created the podcast. And the day that Chris passed away, his daughter has actually reached out to me and said, hey, we have something for you. And I'm like, why would you reach out to me on the day that your dad passed away? And I'm like, no, we want to bring it to you. You're really going to like this. He would want you to have this. And I'm like, okay. They brought me over the opening script for Walt's Apartment Podcast that Chris wrote the night before in his own handwriting. They actually put it in a frame for me and everything. And it just made me realize how awesome that guy was, how awesome his whole family is, you know, and to think of me the day that they passed away to do that, it just blew my mind. So I told Andy, I said, yeah, I'll do it. But I know you've had the DCast for 7 years, but I want to change the name. And I want to change the name to Walt's Apartment. And the reason is because Chris recorded the opening for Walt's Apartment. And I vowed on the show after we started back up that I would always use Chris's opening no matter what. So Chris will always welcome us to Walt's Apartment. And I want that for the DCast. So I was a big part of the DCast. Now I'm back. I'm in charge of the DCast, running it. I'm excited about it. And like I told Andy the other night, we did a little recording the other night explaining what's going on. And, you know, Chris kind of brought us back together from beyond, which is just really, really cool. So if y'all knew Chris, great man. Rest in peace, my brother. And that was it. And I'm glad you had me come on and just kind of explain what was going on. So
yeah. I mean, Chris was a great member of the Disney podcast community and the community in general. You know, and I've heard nothing but wonderful, lovely, nice things about him. And, you know, I wish I could have met him, but you know, his spirit is, you know, in your podcast and hopefully over all the Disney podcasts.
So. Absolutely.
So this episode is dedicated to him, and you can listen to your podcast as of when we recorded, it hadn't released yet, but now it is officially released.
We've done a few episodes. It's called Walt's Apartment, a Disney podcast. You can look it up on iTunes, Spotify, everything. We actually took over the DCast RSS feed, so it's very easy to find now. So Walt's Apartment Podcast, please, if you have a minute, check it out and listen to my good friend Chris.
Perfect. And now enjoy the regularly scheduled programming. Welcome to 1313 Harbor, the podcast, a.k.a. the Superstar Limo Stand Podcast. I'm Jasmine, and I'm here with Sean from Walt's Apartment Podcast. Did I say that correctly? Walt's Apartment Podcast?
A Disney podcast, but that's fine.
A Disney podcast, yes. So
I had to put Disney in the name because I want to make sure that it can be found. So,
oh, good. I always worried about that because, like, the trademark is so – I think Disney's fine, but sometimes, like, if you say specific things, like – you can have issues with trademarks, so it's always such a fine line to walk.
Right, and when I was coming up with the name, I'm thinking to myself, I have been to Disneyland forever, and what's an iconic thing to me? I have a Walt Disney tattoo on my arm.
Oh, cool!
So, I mean, I'm a huge, huge, huge Disney fan. And I'm like, what's one of the most important things when I go there? I always check out, and it's Walt's Apartment. And I looked around online and there's not a Walt's Apartment podcast. So I said, hey, this sounds like a great idea. But I appreciate you having me on. I mean, we've been trying to do this for a while. So
yes.
Yeah. So I really appreciate it.
I'm very excited.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's interesting too, with like that joy of when you think of the perfect podcast name and you go and you can't find anyone else with that name.
Right.
That joy. Cause there's always that chance of like, oh, nope, that's taken.
Oh, I looked, you would be, how many names I typed in there and I'm like, oh man, I really like this one, but that one's really cool. Like your name is perfect. And it's like it's one of the best names of a podcast. And if you didn't have it, I would have it. So I'm just saying, cause that's how good it is, because I have always loved that name. So
yeah, Michelle actually came up with a name. Originally it was going to be, I remember we like had a list and one of hers was Podcast the Podcast.
There you go.
So we're really close to being Podcast the Podcast, but
hey.
Yeah, 1313 Harbor.
I love it. I absolutely love it.
And I always think, like, Disney can't trademark an address, can they? So
yeah, I don't think so.
They're trying. So tell us a little bit about you, your experience with Disneyland, and then Walt's Apartments podcast.
Basically with me, I'm from Southern California originally. I now live in Oregon. So I'm from Southern California. I met my wife in high school. So we have been together for over 30 years now. We were high school sweethearts, and every Friday we would go to Disneyland. It was just our thing. We would leave high school. We would leave school. It was like $20 back then, so it wasn't that much. So we would go out to Disneyland every weekend, hang out till they closed, come home, and that was always our thing. Disney's always been a huge constant in my life. We went there on our honeymoon, even though we lived an hour away. We lived in Ventura County, so it's about 45 minutes to an hour, depending on how fast you drive to get there. So, but I've always loved it. My, like I said, our honeymoon was amazing there. We were at the top of the tower out overlooking the park and Disneyland Hotel, and it was just absolutely amazing. It's something, it's always been a constant in my family as a way to bring my whole family together. I have four kids. My oldest is 29, and I go down 29, 25, 21, 17. And when we moved up to Oregon in 2004, my two younger sons had never been to Disneyland. So we started planning trips there, you know, annual trips to where we would go back. We come down every year and go stay in a hotel. And I'll tell you, one of the biggest things was when I first saw my boys experience Disneyland for the first time, just, you know, it was awesome. And it's just, and it's our house, our bathroom's decorated like Disney. We have a Disney wall in our house. It's a huge thing. My grandson is a huge Disney fan. So it's just something that always brings, it's our constant, if that makes sense. I had the awesome opportunity about a year and a half ago. I was asked to be part of the DCast, which is another podcast out there. And you reached out to me and I joined, and I was with it for about a year and a half, and I made some great friends. They're great people. Recently, I've decided I'm just going to move on, do my own thing. Fortunately, when it came to that, I was trying to figure out, like we were talking before we came on, about figuring out the name and just, what do you do? You know, I'm very, very fortunate that if you guys are listeners of the DCast, Chris and David are also going to be joining me on here as well. The DCast is still a thing. I'm just doing my own thing. I love those guys and I thank them for the opportunity, and I wish them nothing but success. I just wanted to see what I could do on my own, if that makes sense. And I'm really excited about it. We're going to be covering, I mean, you name it. We're going to be covering Disney news. I was also the host of the Extra Magic Hour with Brooke and Tim, who Tim will be joining us as well. And I love the parks. I talk about the parks all the time. That's my thing. David and Chris are Star Wars and Marvel. Tim is also parks, and he loves Marvel as well. So I think we have a nice core group of people to have different topics every week, top 10 lists, and we're going to break down rides. And like you guys have done, I absolutely love the idea of breaking down rides and telling how they came about. I also am a writer for the DisInsider.com. I do a lot of their park stuff, and I've done some stuff on there of basically how rides were created and whatnot. So yeah, I've talked too much. So
no, that's cool. I was just wondering, were any of your kids, when they like were going through a rebellious stage, were they like, I hate Disneyland?
No. It's honestly, it's been the one thing that brings my family always back together. And when it comes down to a trip, we don't just do a small trip. We do big trips. There's eight people in my family, if you count my grandson and my mother-in-law, cause we always count her in our core group. And, Last time we were there, we were 25 people were there. And that was back in 2018, 2017. We had like almost upwards of 30 people. And I'm the planner. I plan everything. I map it out. I wake them up in the morning. I played Fantasmic to wake them up in the morning. And just, yeah, I'm the biggest Disney nerd possible. So I like sharing that with people and sharing my excitement and enthusiasm with it. But yeah, my kids absolutely love it. So
I'm so excited. And we were talking about before we were recording how like our earliest memories with DCA. Yes. You were saying earlier you don't know as much about DCA as Disneyland, so I'm kind of forcing you into the DCA world.
And that's fine. That's totally fine. I remember taking my oldest daughter there when they opened. They opened it like in 2001. And I think she, because we moved up here in 2004, so I think she was in maybe fifth or sixth grade at that time. And I remember taking her and her friends there, and I remember, what is this? And I'm a huge Disney purist, and I'm all about what Walt did. You don't touch what Walt did, but sometimes you do have to touch what Walt did. But like, I mean, we can discuss that another day if you want, but there's just some things you don't touch. And why would they do this? Why would they create a park based around California? And I've heard you talk about that many times on your show when it's in California. I thought the original theming of it was a lot better than it. Like, and we're going to talk about that. I thought it was, the ideas were better because it was the San Francisco, you know, the bridge when you first walked in, California when you walked in. I loved it. And the soap opera diner was great. You were talking about how you were on. Tell us about when you were on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
I think I talked about that in a past episode. But when I was 14, they used to have at DCA Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, which I don't even know if that's syndicated anymore. It was a game show. And I got to the halfway point and they wouldn't give me my prizes because I wasn't 18, but they like brought my mom in and she was able to sign and get me my prizes. So I sold all those prizes for $100.
Oh, geez.
I remember that. Yeah.
It's crazy that those are actual sound stages back there in the beginning. So, and they moved it into making it attractions and stuff now. So,
yeah, it's such wasted space in Hollywood. They have two just basically empty sound stages.
I agree.
That are pretty big.
I agree.
So the theme of this week's episode is Imagineer for a Day series.
Yes.
And we're going to do Disney's California Adventure. I've been wanting to do this episode probably for 6 months. So I'm really excited. We're finally going to get to do it.
I can't wait. You have some awesome notes here. And I agree with all of this. There's a few things I would tweak, but I absolutely love it. I love it.
Yes, please tweak away. I totally forgot. Now that we're mentioning the sound stages, I totally forgot to include those in there.
Yeah.
So I'll have to try to like think of on the fly what I could add into some of those sound stages, just because they're pretty big. I remember they had a Frozen event in one.
Yeah. I think with one of your suggestions on here, I think it'll fit in there nicely. So that would actually fit in there. So whenever you are ready.
Oh, yes, I am ready. Okay. So we will go land by land, adding our improvements. And this is lands as I don't – it changes all the time what defines a land. These are like the general lands.
Right.
And I want to bring overall the California theme back.
Absolutely.
It was not the best theme, but is the theme we were given. So – I liked, once you have a theme, you stick to it. Like, that's why I'm like, Epcot needs to stay, even like as it evolves and changes, you committed to a theme, you stick to that theme.
I agree. I absolutely agree.
So yeah, even though California is odd, we're going to stick with it. Okay. So let's start with Buena Vista Boulevard. So it used to be that postcard thing. I forget what they called it, but we're sticking with, I like Buena Vista Boulevard better than the original design.
Right.
It's a bit more Disney-esque. So for my first point, I have, instead of one large connected shop, have smaller vintage themed shops where shopkeepers are characters from the 30s. So in Buena Vista Boulevard, it's similar to Main Street in that on either side of the entrance, it's just one big long
connected
shop.
Very, very short. Yeah.
And it's short. Yeah. It's not very big.
Yeah.
Main Street's definitely bigger. And Main Street at least has like a handful of shops. On the left, it's just one big shop. So yeah, I just thought it would be cool to have more curated shops, and they could still sell like Disney-esque items.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Like you said on here, date it back in the 30s. I think that'd be amazing. And then
exactly. Like you could have, toy store, cosmetics-esque shop, dress store. But yeah, and just it'd be a good opportunity to have some live entertainment with the staff and, you know, the staff member being both the clerk there. But like they have something similar to that now where they don't really do this as much, but they have that one woman who has like the piratey hat who is not like a Disney character, but she's a part of like the Streetmosphere in DCA. And then they also have like a newspaper person.
And they also have a police officer, don't they?
Yes. I haven't seen him in a long time, but they do have him. Yes.
I think it'd be cool if in that they have like the stuffed animals and the characters from back then, like Pete and Mickey. You know, you have the old Mickey Mouse the way he looked back then. I think that'd be cool. People would dig that stuff. I know I would, and I'd have it all. So, yeah.
Yeah, just make reproductions of all the and they could even do ones that they didn't have back then, like a Donald or a Goofy, but do it in that style.
Yeah.
I think that's a really good idea. I like that. You know, new toys, obviously, are like, and then like they could have a lot of Disney dresses they're making are retro themed. Mm-hmm. So I think it would fit in.
Oh, for sure.
With the style. They kind of have that already, but like more distinguished. So my next point would be recreate the opening of the movie Snow White. Include a vintage Snow White, Roy and Walt Disney as meet and greet characters. Now,
that would be the best thing ever.
Laugh at me.
No. I will not laugh at you. I think that would be, being such a huge Walt Disney fan, I would absolutely love that. I'd stand in line all day for that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that would be amazing. A guy that looks like Walt. And I saw when you guys were at the D23, there was the guy walking around there, the gold mm-hmm. statue that looked like Walt.
That was cool.
Yeah, that was amazing. And if you find some guy that looks like Walt and has his mannerisms.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in all day long. Bring it on.
Yeah. And I know, like, this is blue sky. I know, like, right. It might be not possible, but, like, it would be so cool if you go up and there's those, like, floodlights.
Sure.
You have Roy and Walt. Like, they have a red carpet. You could take pictures. They have, I think at the actual premiere, they had an actress dressed as Snow White.
Yes.
But, and you have someone in that 30s style and just recreate the excitement of a premiere.
Yes.
It's like, what's the point of having the Carthay Circle if 99% of the public's like, oh, this is just a restaurant.
Yep.
It means nothing to me.
Yeah, I absolutely so agree with you.
I just know.
We're on point here.
Yes. The same.
Right.
But yeah, it would be so cool. And like, you know, that would be like Tokyo Disney style 8-hour line. People just wanting to meet Walt and take a picture.
Oh, it'd blow Elsa on and out of the water, I think.
Oh, yeah.
All day long. Like I said, I don't wait in any of those lines, but I would wait for that line. Absolutely. Yeah. I would wait in that line.
And for us nerds, like, it would be cool if they had like an UB Iwerks, Roy Disney.
Oh, yep.
You know, all the original animators, like, that would just be...
Yeah.
It's too cool to handle.
Give me a Mark Davis lookalike. And
oh, yes. They could do different eras, like the 50s. My next would be, no, I'm just like, Mark Davis, Rolly Crump.
Yes.
I think this was kind of what they did original DCA, so I'd want to bring this back. Hilarious pretend old-timey movie stars walking around at the premiere and then have some, like, limos driving around.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like, not Rock Hudson, but a Rock Hudson type or, like, Errol Flynn type.
Bogart.
Like, the cool, handsome, older, you know, actor, like, those archetypes. I just think that would just create such a cool, fun atmosphere.
Oh, I totally agree with you 100%.
And yeah, and then we'll be in line for that Walt meet and greet.
Yeah, I'll just be waving with people over there. You go see him. I'll be over here waiting for Walt. How are you? So
it's like, oh, I talked to the Mae West type because her line was shorter. But yeah. But yeah, it's more obscure.
Right.
Oh, and then you could have people and they would get it could be an Instagram thing. Like, oh, I got a picture with this was my favorite Walt. So I got a picture with this Walt. This Walt's not as good, but like this Walt.
Yeah, I love everything you've done with this list. I've been reading it for the past couple of days, saying, what can I add? I'm like, I really can't add a lot to it because it's like, I mean, how did you read my mind on some of this stuff is honestly what I'm thinking. So
they're just objectively good ideas.
They pretty much, yeah.
So are we ready to move on to Hollywood Land?
Let's do it.
So I thought we should go back to the classic Hollywood roots and mm-hmm. we'll kind of blend a little bit with Carthay Circle, but also be not so much a premiere as a working studio. This was originally how this land was back in the early DCA days when they didn't have as much IP, which I'm an IP fan, but it's just nice. Like, again, you made a theme, stick to it.
It was very ABC heavy back then.
I would add that to my list, actually. I would add bring back Soap Opera Bistro.
Oh, absolutely. That place was so good, too.
It
was so weird sitting in there. You're sitting there and you're seeing like the guy from... You know, I don't know if it was Young and the Restless, maybe, or and I'm like, wow, my wife was all about that stuff. So she was like, this is so cool. I'm like, I don't know who these people are, but she knew who they were. So it was pretty cool.
But yeah, they had like a general hospital set. They had like old rich house. Like they had the tropes.
Right.
Like, you know, I think they had like a bar. Like it was just cool. Even if you didn't watch the soap operas. It's just an immersive experience.
It just gives you that feeling and you're like, wow, this is how a movie lot is or a movie set is. And it's,
And they would act out little scenes. Like all of a sudden the surgeon would come in and be like, I'm having an affair with your wife. Yeah. Like, even if they didn't want to stick with the soap opera theme, they could even take that idea and do like, I don't know, reality TV, drama, superhero shows, like, you know, Captain America serving you your burger.
Yeah. You could do reality show based in... in early Hollywood. I mean, I don't know how that would look. I don't know how that would look. You could do like a kind of Big Brother thing, maybe.
Yes.
Like with a bunch of old time actors kind of in a room together. And I know you could, it's endless what you could actually think of. So.
Oh, I would love that. Like Marilyn Monroe is going to vote off Rock Hudson.
Oh,
like,
there you go.
But yeah, just that themed interactive. I feel like they have that in Florida a bit more. Yeah. I forget what the primetime diner. They have something kind of that ilk, but I wish we'd had that back here. So I love Superstar Limo. There's an episode about Superstar Limo. It's one of our earlier episodes. And so that ride before, it was not successful because it was not made with the TLC that most Disney rides are made with.
Right.
I still liked it, though. It was really cheesy. But they were going to originally, instead of taking it down, they were going to have the Muppets be added to the ride. So I want that Superstar Limo with
I'm
the Muppets.
I'm in. Yeah. There's not enough Muppet representation on the West Coast, in my opinion.
Exactly.
So. And you got to have it. You love them.
I love Muppets. I mean, yeah. Miss Piggy would work. Like, they would all, like, they could do the theme of they're putting on a movie or they're working on a soundstage. You're going and you see Star. And, like, the Muppets would make fun of everything.
Oh, absolutely.
So you'd see Star. And they could make fun of how bad the ride is. Like, this generation needs more Muppets.
Absolutely. Like I said, we need it on the West Coast. Let's have it.
Oh, yeah.
So that'd be amazing.
But yeah, this was actually an actual idea Disney had, that they were going to slowly add the Muppets into the ride instead of just closing it down and reconstructing it. And it would be like the Muppets were like actually going in and constructing the ride.
Now that's where Monsters, Inc. is now, right?
Yeah.
It's in that Monsters area.
Inc.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly. The same area.
Same show
building, same track, same ride vehicles. Yeah.
Right.
Just painted it. And then to add more Muppets. So there is two things I would want. I thought about this later. So I would want to add the Great Movie Ride, but with new scenes.
Oh, absolutely.
To be more modern.
Yeah.
Or have it with Muppets.
I think the Great Movie Ride, I have a special feeling for the Great Movie Ride. My daughter, Mackenzie, she did the college program, and she was able to go. She went to the University of Oregon, and then she was able to apply for that and went there. And when she got there, she got assigned to the Great Movie Ride.
Oh, cool.
And she was one of the drivers and the hosts and actors and acted along with them. And if you know my daughter, that's not her at all. So we've asked her for 3 years to just give us a taste, and she won't even give us a taste of it because, you know, she said that was a different time for me. But Great Movie Ride is very, very important to her. She actually went back the weekend that it closed. Because her friends still work there and actually closed the ride. And so I think it'd be great. And I think the idea with newer movies would be so cool. You could do anything. So
yeah, I think you should definitely keep like maybe a Casablanca, like a couple of classics.
Yeah.
I mean, that alien scene scares me, but mm-hmm. You know, it's a great scene. But yeah, like what are some movies you would like to see added to that?
I'd like to see some of the Marvel movies, honestly.
That's what I was just going to say, yeah.
You know, I would love to see maybe Endgame, I mean, or something like that. Or, you know, Captain Marvel. I love Captain Marvel. So, I mean, I would love to see.
Some sort of amalgamation of like a couple of the different movies and the characters together. Yeah. And that could even be the scene where like the bad guy like commandeers your vehicle. I've heard that they were originally going to add Lord of the Rings. That might be a little... not new enough now, but Star Wars would be a great addition. Even if they wanted to just stick with Disney properties and Fox, because they
have so many now. So, yeah. I mean, even Pirates of the Caribbean, I think, would be, mm-hmm. even though
oh,
there's,
be
a,
great. Yeah.
There's a Pirates ride, obviously, but I think it'd be cool to have this little scene of that, and just, you could do so much with it. You could do so much with animatronics the way they are now.
They could even do, like, by genres and have, like, you know, a superhero section and, like, a drama section and whatever, and mix and match a few different characters and movie stars. And yeah, it'd be cool to be like, oh, there's, you know, I don't know who's popular anymore. There's Brie Larson. There's there's Angelina.
Tom Holland.
Oh, they could have like a Spider-Man swinging.
You got to put Deadpool in there. I'm a huge Deadpool fan. You got to have Deadpool in there. I don't know if you'll ever see Deadpool in a Disney park, but
it'd be a very silent Deadpool.
It would be. He wouldn't be saying anything, but I think it would be an awesome attraction. I think it could fit in where those two sound stages are there too.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, 200%. you can make it huge, and I think it'd be amazing.
I think especially the one that is behind where the Captain Marvel meet and greet is.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's some room back there.
Oh yeah.
I think there's some backstage area. So Disney, if you want this idea,
you're welcome.
It's good. You're welcome. Do you have any other thoughts about Hollywood?
The one thing you didn't put on here was, what do you think should be done with the theater?
Oh, the theater. Yeah, I didn't think about that because I'm...
That is Hollywoodland, right?
Yeah, that is Hollywoodland. Yeah. I don't know if they should do like more rotating shows. I feel like they keep the same shows for really long periods of time. Yeah. I'm not a big going to a theme park and watching a musical kind of a person, but a lot of people are. So I wouldn't want to like take that away from people. Or they could do like they could go the Universal route and go really crazy and do like Avengers the musical.
Yeah.
Elsa meets the X-Men.
Right.
But yeah, if they got that could be if you got rid of that and the stuff to the left of that, you could make a really good, great movie ride too.
Oh, absolutely. There's so much space there that's not being used.
So moving on to Avengers Campus. So this is a bit theoretical because it's not open yet.
This is an open canvas here. You could do whatever you want.
yeah, it's open campus. I want to keep it tied to the California theme, as I said.
Right.
Because right now it is not very tied. At least it appears to not be tied to the California theme.
No.
So I want to keep the ride ideas that they have, but just change it slightly. Just because I was thinking, I'm like, I can't think of anything. I mean, maybe if I really thought about it for a long time, I could come up with a ride. But I thought, it would just be easier to tweak what they've already presented.
The one thing I would say about the ride is, and I think because in the Iron Man, Tony Stark lives in Malibu. So you could have based the Spider-Man attraction on something involving Stark technology, Stark industry, something like that. I don't know. I love the idea you said about what the I'm trying to read your note, develop spider bots and everything. I absolutely love it for the attraction. So
for California Institute of Technology.
Yes.
Well, and it's interesting. So the Avengers Park is not in the same time. So there's two timelines. There's the Marvel Cinematic Universe timeline and there's a theme park timeline. So in the theme park timeline, spoilers, every character is there. So there's some characters that you might be like, oh, why are they there? Well, they're going to be there. So my first idea. So the main e-ticket ride is going to be like some sort of like Avatar-esque ride.
Yeah.
So I thought, and I think what the theme is you're going to Wakanda?
I think it is. Yeah. It's Wakanda and you're going to do a mission and you're going to be like strapped in and like whatever the one is in Florida. So
yeah. And then like at some point you're together and then you're separate. I don't know how they're going to do that. But I thought, okay, instead of Wakanda, have it. Somebody's trying to attack Disneyland.
Thanos
is trying to attack Disneyland in Mickey Mouse ears. And you have to help the team save Disneyland. And then they could show overhead footage of Disneyland and yeah, just same idea. And it could start in Wakanda and then you go to Disneyland, but like...
You get a call that, hey, we have to go back. We have to go back to California. Disneyland's in trouble.
Yeah. Why did we build our base in Disneyland? Because it seemed a good idea at the time. Right. Imagineers can work out the logic.
Oh, yeah. We're just giving you the ideas. You figure the rest out. Yeah.
But yeah, that's like just a small tweak, but it actually ties it into the California theme.
Yeah.
And I know the campus is supposed to be set in California. Like each one, like Paris is in Paris. Hong Kong is in Hong Kong.
I'm so looking forward to the Spider-Man thing one way or the other. How just the technology that's coming with it. So
even though that's not the main ride, that's exciting.
Right. And the new one I've heard just a little bit about. I heard about that D23. I've read a few things on it. It's going to be awesome.
It's going to be really cool. So this one is so for the Spider-Man ride. So Peter has, for my version, Peter has won a grant to come to CIT, the California Institute of Technology, which is a real school, to develop spider bots. Then they start going crazy at Disneyland, and you have to help him catch them all over Disneyland. Because, Peter Parker would be at Disneyland, and he brought his spider bots, and they got out, and...
I'm in. I think it would be so much... I think with the technology that they're using already, they have the idea there already, so, I mean, it's...
Yeah, it's just the act of changing a couple of probably recorded lines of dialogue.
Yep.
And that's it.
Let's do that, too.
Yeah, and, it ties it into a real place, and, California... CIT is like MIT, but for California. Or you could go to Stanford, or insert...
Right.
Whatever school you want, or made up school,
USC.
Malibu Institute.
Yeah.
Stark Institute
Pepperdine.
Of Technology.
Pepperdine.
Yeah, Pepperdine. Yeah. Yeah, getting a long drive on Malibu.
Right.
And then I thought it would be cute to have the Avengers meet and greets, maybe not all the time or for every character, but some of the characters have them be like they're visiting the park. So Peter have Spider-Man in Mickey Mouse ears with a balloon. I thought Thor dressed as Elsa.
Yes.
I just added that in.
Deadpool.
Deadpool. Yeah. Deadpool.
I'll add Deadpool anyway here. So I absolutely, he's the best. So
And then this last idea, I don't think anyone would enjoy this, but I just thought it was funny. Having T'Challa do like a C-SPAN type
event. I think it's cool. What do you mean?
Where he's talking to California Congress.
You could put that in the theater. I think that'd be cool.
Yes. And it's like very boring, very dry. You have the people playing the members of the California Congress.
Right.
And he's maybe trying to like work out some sort of trade deal with Wakanda.
And Anaheim. And,
yeah. In Anaheim, yeah. Bring some tourists. Maybe he wants Disneyland in Wakanda.
There you go. Know. Oh, hey, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
So do you touch Guardians at all?
Guardians, I like, I mean, I don't enjoy the ride just because it's too scary for me, but like the theming of the ride is fine.
It's like that's one of my top three. I absolutely love that. So I think it stays in my opinion, but
yeah, I mean, you could always tie it in a little bit more if you wanted to, or like have some sort of transition where
you could
it's
put
like
Beach Boys space. Music in. You could put California like Beach Boys mm-hmm. and that kind of music in there. So,
yeah, you could and totally. All the. The music should all be music from Guardians anyway.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
And they could even do some sort of transitional space where you have like Captain Marvel and then it goes into Guardians of the Galaxy. So you have that like this is more space mm-hmm. area. Like this isn't necessarily on Earth. But, or, you know, the collector came and he set up a shop in California. And he wanted to collect Disney things, because who doesn't?
That's very true.
Yeah. Yeah, so without changing it, but just like changing the backstory a little
right.
bit. And then they could add in a few, because he does have the Yeti, he has Harold, he has Figment, just add a few more Disney props in. And do you have any final thoughts for Avengers Campus?
No, I love what you've done with the place.
I'm excited. Yeah, just slight tweaks.
Yeah.
Based off of the news we've gotten, what is going to be there?
Tweaks on something that's not even there yet.
Exactly. Theoretical tweaks. This thing we don't even know about, let's change it.
Right.
So now let's move on to Cars Land. Cars, I don't know where it's set, but it's, you know, in real life. I think it's just supposed to be the land where the cars live.
Radiator Springs,
but like, yeah. I don't know, like real life.
I think it's like Colorado Utah or something like that. Yeah.
But it looks a lot like Utah, yeah. Colorado, that middle.
Well, I know that they based the backdrop of all the five cars off of Bryce Canyon. It was kind of that kind of idea.
It looks just like Bryce.
It was that kind of idea. So
I think they could change it to say it's set in California, though. It's not exactly the California, what it looks like, but it's close enough.
Yeah.
Like, or at least just general western half of the United States, right. But pretend it's California. Just because,
The Mojave Desert, just look flat.
Yeah, Mojave.
Just flat.
Just flat and sand. Right. Just some grandma's house is there.
That drive out through Barstow to Vegas where you just look off. You have the big thermometer right there. You just have that thing.
Just have an In-N-Out. Yeah.
Yeah. Aren't there dinosaurs out there too?
That's on the way to Palm Springs.
Okay.
Cab is something. Yeah, that's it's what do you call it? Outlet Mall.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, that's all. It's in the desert though. They could do that's a good idea, adding like the dinosaurs.
There you go,
like
just
making them.
Isn't
car-ish.
There isn't there a big thermometer somewhere on the way to?
Oh yeah, that's
it's a bar show. Yeah, I thought so. Yeah. I've lived there for almost 20 years, so I'm trying to remember everything. But
big thermometer, like kitschy things, and then also, I thought they could change the Cars ride to the theme is that the cars are taking you through a road trip of California.
Yeah,
and you could still have that whole racing bit, just maybe change some of the inside part a little bit.
Oh yeah. You'd be racing through the desert.
Yeah, you're just racing through the desert, like seeing some sights of California.
That's the nice thing about are you from California?
Yeah.
Yeah, I am too. So that's the nice thing about California. There's so many like landmarks and stuff that you can put in there. People are going to know what it is, you know. So
exactly.
It's such a great idea.
Yeah, or they could even say like, we got to drive to Vegas really fast.
That's a good idea.
We got to get there,
You can make a trip to Vegas.
We're home alone this weekend. We got to go to Vegas.
That could be the race part. That's actually a good idea, Jasmine. The race is actually when you're racing to Vegas. You're going through California, and then you decide that you want to stop here, and you stop off, and you see the thermometer, mm-hmm. and then, okay, let's race. Yeah. There we go. We just redesigned it.
Yeah, and, like, you have to go to a show or, like, something. Yeah. Some big, and at the end, it's just like, oh, you made it to the show, and it's bright and glitzy. And
yes.
Yeah, even though it's not California, that's an
rite
of passage.
That's an extension of California.
Yeah. Every Californian, especially in Southern California, has driven to Vegas.
Oh, yeah,
so.
For sure.
I thought it'd be cool to, this is not so much a California thing, but I thought make Flo's Diner even more like a diner with a waitstaff on roller skates.
Oh, yes.
And then have some sections be like Cars, like sci-fi diner.
Yeah, like Pulp Fiction?
Yeah, Paul. Oh, yeah, was it Jackrabbit?
Yeah,
something, or, yeah. That was a real restaurant, actually. Not that name, but there was a restaurant in Orange County, and I think there was one in L.A. where everyone was like a movie star. So you had Marilyn Monroe, you had James Dean.
There's a place called Ed DeBevick's. I do know that.
I think
it's kind of like that, but
Ed DeBevick's was in Beverly Hills, and that one was just like 50s theme. And I remember like Chicklet was our like waitress. But yeah, there was one where literally like Marilyn Monroe or like Jane Mansfield. But yeah, just like sitting in the cars or like like a drive-in. Not a drive-in, like car hop.
Car hop, that's it, yeah.
I thought, because Flo's is really cool and it's really aesthetically pleasing. But there's some parts that are just a little plain.
Yeah.
So I thought that could just be a way to spruce it up a little bit.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
And, you know, they change. I bring back some of the old food because I liked the old food at Flo's before they redid their menu.
Yes.
It was not so good.
They have good chicken there at Flo's.
They do.
The fried chicken. The fried chicken's the same as it is in the Plaza Inn, I believe.
Oh, that's good.
It's the same stuff. So
yeah, they used to have a meatloaf and they got rid of that.
I love the meatloaf.
Yeah, and I was so sad when they got rid of it. And then my last thing is change the shops to be like surf themed, hippie themes, have some arts and crafts. Just make it more like stereotypical
tie-dye.
California. Yeah. Tie-dye. You can even have like Pendleton be like the military one more, but just, you know, tied in.
Yep.
Little not so random.
Herb shops.
Yeah. You
know, so, whatever. Incense.
Hippie shops,
incense, all that stuff. Yeah, definitely.
Lots of patchouli. Yes.
There you go, yes.
Yeah, Cars Land, I'm not a particular fan of the land's theme to a single property.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, like, I love Star Wars Land, Galaxy's Edge, and I love Cars Land, and I think they're great, but I'm just more of a fan of, like, it's hard for one IP to be popular enough and longstanding enough.
Right.
Even Cars now. Cars is not as popular as it was.
I was always been a huge Disney fan, but when they did that, I'm like, why would you make it just to one thing? Because that ride, just the Cars ride itself cost like $1 billion to make. It was so expensive because of the technology. I mean, you could obviously change it, but you'd have to destroy it completely and start completely over.
That wouldn't lend itself to another thing per se.
No, not at all. You know, so they're going to be there forever and they're going to probably keep making Cars movies, maybe just to keep it relevant. I mean,
exactly.
it's possible, you know. But who thought Disneyland would stay relevant after 65 years either? So, you know.
Very true. Yeah, like, because at least Star Wars has proven that it has staying power.
Right.
Even though it's kind of odd that it's in Disneyland, but that's a whole nother point. But that's the only place they had room.
Right.
But, yeah, Cars was, like, kind of an odd thing. Pixar, at least, that's big. Like, that's really all-encompassing. And I think Pixar will be around for a while.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, and then to have a Pixar and a Cars, I don't know. Sorry, now I'm just going off on it. I just think that's
weird.
No,
you're fine. I was kind of not put off, but I was confused when they are we switching to Pixar now?
Yeah.
Pixar, oh, okay. Yeah. I didn't know if I was kind of confused and like worried when they were gonna go, because again, they're taking something else away from the California theme, and because the California theme, you have the roller coaster, and the roller coaster was they're synonymous with California, like the pier, you know, like Santa Monica, and you had that feel, and then like, why are they doing this? But I mean, the Incredicoaster, are you a fan of roller coasters?
I am, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the Incredicoaster is great.
It is a great
idea. I mean, when I first went on this,
it's a really good roller coaster.
Yeah.
And like the Cars ride in and of itself is a great ride.
Yeah.
Like it's worth $1 billion. But yeah, it's just kind of the theming. I'm like, I don't get the point of it.
I agree with you. It's a time. Yeah. It's a time thing. If you compare it to Galaxy's Edge, I mean, there's 9 Star Wars movies and they're still doing stuff with that. That's going to go on forever. Cars won't go on forever. So, we'll see what happens with it. So,
But yeah, so now Pixar Pier, that was our smooth transition from one Pixar property to another. So I will keep the Pixar theme because that is what they have decided, but I'm going to tweak it a bit and reorganize the park because it's a little misorganized.
This first one I love.
So I want to get rid of the games and put the Monsters, Inc. ride here next to Toy Story Mania.
Yep.
Especially if we bring back I just don't get why you have a Pixar Land, and I get it's room. I get it technically why it's like that and money to move it over, but you have a Pixar themed land and you have a Pixar themed ride in a different land.
Yep.
It's just weird.
Yeah. It should not be over there. They should move that or get rid of it. I mean, it's a decent ride, but it's not, you know,
they didn't spend a ton of money on it. It's
no.
Literally, it's the same as Superstar Limo, just with a few new characters.
Yeah.
And yeah, I would just bring back Superstar Limo, but yeah, just move it over. I don't think the footprint is big enough that I don't think it would work, but like, let's just pretend it would fit in that area.
I think it would.
Yeah.
I think it'd be great to have there.
Yeah, I think you just make it a little more of like a longer, flatter ride, like not as, like you just kind of go like a more of a straight line.
Now this next thing, I'm gonna read what you put on this one. Is that okay?
Because yes.
I have a question about it. You said Wally track pickup, trash pickup.
Yeah, I meant trash. It's not a typo.
use Wally like remote control to pick up garbage around the land. Now, is that something you want the guests to do, or is that what you want the cast members to be doing?
I think it'd be fun to just have like an R2-D2-esque character that's like a robot that obviously has a handler that goes around.
Right.
And even if it's not really picking up trash, just like kind of teaching environmentalness, and that's not the right word, but you know what
yes.
I mean.
Yes. Are you a Team Wall-E fan?
I enjoy Wall-E. I'm not the biggest Pixar person in general.
Yeah.
They're very emotional. Not manipulative, but kind of.
we had a discussion in one of our groups when we were talking about planning one of our shows, and I'm not a Wall-E fan. I don't like it at all. And that you would have thought that I said something bad about Walt Disney. That's how bad that's how mad they were that I said I didn't care for Wall-E. I just didn't like it. Of any of the Pixar movies, I'm just like, eh.
I mean, I don't care for Inside Out personally. Yeah. Like,
I think it's a great idea. Yeah,
and Wall-E too. I think there's a lot of great ideas in there. I think there's a lot of like things that they talk like reflecting society back to us. I think that's great, but it's just not like super entertaining for me.
The one thing I would change, I like the idea of you moving the Monsters Inc. ride there. Mm-hmm. I would actually make it a Coco ride.
Oh yeah, that would be nice.
Something around Coco's Pixar, right? Yes.
Mm-hmm, okay. Yes. Yeah.
I always question that one, but yes, I would.
Now it's very blended. Which
yes,
is which,
I would change. Yeah. I would do something Coco because Coco that movie is great. I absolutely love that one.
Yeah, that would even be a great ride to put like because like that transition between Pixar and that like just beach area.
Mm-hmm.
That could be great. Yeah, more Coco, and Coco's much more like a newer, more relevant IP.
Right.
So, yeah, I actually like that, changing that from Monsters, which is a lot older, to Coco.
But I love Monsters, though, too. So it's tough. But I think Coco has a fan base that would really, really appreciate that. So
yeah, I agree. That's a good idea. And yeah, and the Wall-E, I just know people like Wall-E, and I thought it would be cool to have, like, a Wall-E you could meet. Like, it's more of, like, a meet-and-greet opportunity, but also he has function.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I also thought we could have show various Pixar characters as if they were on vacation in California.
Yes.
So a photo op with all the toys and their beachwear from Toy Story.
Yeah.
And then all the emotions ready, just all the characters from everything going to the beach.
I think that'd be fun. There's so many characters just from Toy Story. You could do that with the Monsters, Inc. characters as well, too.
Yeah. Any character could be going, like, you could have the emotions, and it could be a mm-hmm. cute, like, it would just be a really cute thing that instead of just meeting the character, like, it's a cute right. opportunity.
Would you keep the Whirlwind attraction?
That one is just so bad. I would just because that footprint is so small. I tried to think about that. I would almost just make it like a visual installation and just a photo op area as opposed to a ride.
Yeah.
Like I love that wall, that colorful wall. I love the color scheme.
Right.
I don't know. I really don't know what I would do with that. But yeah, that ride is awful.
The one thing I thought about there is that's exactly where the Mellow Boomer was, isn't it?
Yeah.
Was it in that spot?
Exact spot, yeah.
Bring back the Malibuumer, but you theme it to Monsters, Inc. And you do something like you get your screams up enough, and then when you get your screams up enough, it drops you or whatever. I think that'd be a really
That's
cool
really
ride.
That's really good.
Yeah, just like, you know, you hear your kids screaming and stuff, and then as you're going up, or it just shoots you up when your scream canister's full,
yes.
and then you do your thing. So.
And they could have like a little water or like a little fountain at the base, so it's like, oh, it's water, California theme, but that's really cool with the screaming, and it's like, and you have like the different levels you can reach. Oh, that would be really cool.
It's not really California theme, but I love the Mellow Boomer.
If you put water underneath, it makes it California. Yeah.
Water helps everything.
And then it goes with the, like, this is a pier, like a Santa Monica type pier attraction.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
As opposed to, the emotional whirlwind is just flicks. It's an off the shelf ride.
Yeah.
It's, you know, nobody will miss it.
They took it, sent it somewhere, and rethemed the whole thing and brought it back. I heard they sent it to Germany, I think. I think it was made in Germany, so they sent it back there to be rethemed for the world.
Yeah, I think it's like a catalog. Like, you just literally order it out of the catalog. And then I'm sure they painted it, and then, oh, it's ready. $500, please.
Yeah, I'm sure.
$5 million.
Right.
And then I thought, my last thought is retheming Credit Coaster to a surfing themed roller coaster with all the Pixar characters learning how to surf.
Yep. Play Wipeout throughout the whole thing.
Yeah. this. Oh, that'd be cool. Like, do-do-do-do-do-do.
Yep, I think it would be perfect.
Yeah, and then, like, the water could be, like, the overhang things could be blue, and that's, like, waves. And they could even do, like, with the Incredicoaster where they put characters inside those little things. Yeah, I just thought that'd be cool, and it would just tie it together a little bit more. But and they could have the Incredibles there too.
Yeah.
And they're going to the beach.
Yeah. I think I really love that idea.
I thought it was in because the roller coaster, you don't need a ton of theming, but.
Just like what they did, with the Incredicoaster, what they changed was amazing.
Exactly.
It made it better. And I didn't think they could make it better. I thought they made it really, really well with the little smells and
And I love the characters in the canopies. Yeah. I thought that was a cool little, and they used it really well.
And as you're going through, you could hear them yelling for him. I thought they absolutely knocked that out of the park. I thought that was great.
And they tied it in with like, oh, you're chasing the baby, and that's why you're going so fast. Yeah. Okay. I do like that ride, and I do like the Cookie Num Nums. But yeah, okay, the Incredibles go to California.
There you go. Let's do it.
Do you have any final thoughts for Pixar?
I think you did well.
There's
nothing.
The Monsters, Inc. one.
Yeah. Well, thanks.
That's a good idea.
I try to bring a few things to the show.
Yes. Well, I like it. So next this is a very ambiguous area, Paradise Gardens Park. I used to think Pixar Pier was that whole area, which is why I didn't get why Little Mermaid was there, but I guess it's just up until that restaurant.
I disagree with your first one on here, by the way.
Okay. I just think they should move the Little Mermaid ride to Disneyland.
Okay, you tell me where, and then we can do it.
Tony Baxter said there's a lot of backstage that we don't know about, and they have room for a whole new land. There is actually a lot of room behind Fantasyland.
Yeah, there is.
So you could put – and I don't think that ride's that big. I don't think it has that big of a footprint.
It's pretty big. I mean, if you look at an aerial shot, it's huge.
Aerial.
There you go.
Because I know it used to be a theater there.
Yeah.
Or they could even compact – because they abridge that ride so much. It's like they show the entire beginning of the movie, and then once she gets – they have the kiss the girl scene, and then it's the end.
Right. Yeah. I didn't say the ride was good.
But, yeah, I'm like, they could abridge it a little bit more.
I mean, you could – even if it did have to stay, you could retheme it to California. Like, she's off the coast of California, and she pops up, and you're looking at there's Santa Monica Pier or something off the coast.
Oh, that would be cool.
You know, and just little things like that.
He's a Californian prince.
There you go.
That is Spanish style, is very California style.
But you are correct, though. That ride, when you go through it, just like, boom, here's this scene. Oh, yeah, it's over. I'm like, wait a minute.
Yeah. What? Well, and it's like the whole climax is there's a tiny little Ursula in the corner.
Yeah, that's it.
It's dying, and that's the end.
Yeah.
The teenager gets married.
But it's a nice place to go to cool off, and it's usually about a 5-minute wait. So that's
if I'm not walking on, I'm not going on.
Right? Oh, I hear you. Absolutely.
Yeah. I think they should keep it. It just feels weird being in California Adventure. Like the princesses should all be together. But I mean, again, like Disneyland shouldn't have Star Wars Land, but there was nowhere else they could have put it.
I would have taken. I would say if we're on another tangent, take out all of Hollywood Land. I would have rather put that over there.
That's true. Yeah.
Right up against the Avengers campus. But I mean, it's 14 acres.
Yeah.
So it's a huge property. So,
and that's probably only a couple acres Hollywood Land. That's
yeah, tiny. That's true. It probably wouldn't fit there at all. I take it back.
It'd be hard to disguise it.
Yeah.
Like you could fit stuff there, but it'd be hard to that transition. Back to Paradise Gardens Park. Also, I would change the name of that area. I don't know to what.
Right.
Maybe like California Beach Fun. Mm-hmm. I don't know. So I would retheme to celebrate California's beaches.
Oh, absolutely. I love that. Just bring a bunch of sand in there.
Yes.
Like you said, remove all the other, get rid of the other rides.
Yeah. So that area is kind of already, they're turning it into like an Epcot style area where they're having a lot of festivals. So I thought get rid of all the rides and like everything, just kind of wipe that area out. And then you can leave that one roller coaster but they have all those like little weird rides, and then just put like various shops and stalls and have like a permanent festival and have all California cuisine, like, you know, all types of different cuisine.
Sushi. And
just have,
and
rotating menu.
Right. So are you saying every ride, would you get rid of Goofy Sky School too?
No, I would keep Goofy and I would keep where Ariel is.
Okay.
It's all the stuff on the left.
Oh, the jumping jellyfish
jumping jellyfish.
The Zephyr thing.
Yeah. Those little rides.
I think you retheme Goofy's back to Malibu like it was originally. I think that'd be a great idea.
Yeah. And even I have that on my thing where it's Mickey and Friends. You can rechange it to like just be generically like Mickey and Friends driving around or like Mickey and Friends Mulholland Madness.
Oh yeah.
If they want to tie it into an IP, and you see like Mickey and Goofy. But yeah, flight school doesn't make sense.
No, that whole area kind of doesn't make sense. And I agree.
You have to represent traffic at some point if you're going to have a California themed park. But yeah, I get you want to keep the IP, and there needs to be more like Mickey themed rides.
I absolutely agree with you.
Yeah. And this whole area could be like that's like Mickey and Friends land. And it's tie them in. This is the weirdest idea I've ever had, but I just really liked it. Have a hot dog on a stick with all the Disney princesses.
I looked at that and I just stared at it. I said, okay, she's going to explain that.
So there was this restaurant called a fast food place, Hot Dog on a Stick. And the people who worked there had like very distinctive uniforms.
Yes.
And they were, so, you know, if you don't know what I'm talking about, people listening, look it up.
Look it up.
And then I thought it'd be cool if you had like Jasmine, Belle, Aurora, and they're working for the
In those outfits.
Okay,
now I love it.
Yeah. But like, you know, their hair, their makeup, maybe an accessory or two of their character.
I love that.
But like, they just, you know, Jasmine needed to get a summer job and she worked at Hot Dog on a Stick. I don't know if that would go with the theme or if you'd have like Mickey and Friends, but like, or if this is just purely they don't really have food. It's just like a photo op.
Right. Anna makes Elsa get a summer job because she's the queen now. So, you know.
I just thought that would be so cute.
Oh, I love that.
Like, people could Disney bound as that and like go and take pictures.
I didn't get it until you just explained it. So thank you. So.
I think somebody did artwork of this because this has to, I could not have come up with this.
That's
on my
pretty
own.
Good. That's a great idea.
And then that could be where the corn dog thing is.
Right.
So instead of just corn dog castle, hot dog on a stick. And then, you know, they have their lemonades and.
Yes. I love hot dog on a stick.
It's good.
I miss that.
They have good lemonade.
I miss that.
They have one still at the mall in Santa Ana, I think. Yeah. But they don't dress up anymore.
Well, that sucks.
Yeah, I know. So I thought it'd be cute to have Mickey and Friends walking around in their swim gear.
Yes.
Or like going to the beach.
Carrying surfboards in their bags and Goofy walking around with Flip with the
fins.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. I thought like it'd be cute to have like Donald like looking like have like a dad like sunscreen big hat.
Yes. Yeah. They're putting sunscreen on each other and they're just adding stuff on and
And think of all the merch opportunities you know, sunscreen they could sell, towels. I mean, now I thought it'd be cute also to have like a sand pit. Now that might not be so feasible because of germs and COVID, but like in the pre-COVID time, you could have a big sand pit.
I still think it's a great idea. Just to have like sand going down to the water there. You can't go in the water, obviously, but just to have that idea. But that looks so cool right there. And that's totally California. So
an illusion of a beach. But and then also have professional sandcastle makers making sculptures every day, every week, however often. And it, you know, it could be of the castle. It could be of DCA. It could be a big Mickey. It could be, you know, all Disney themed.
That is such a good idea. I love that. Just to have Anna there making a castle, her own castle.
Yes. Yeah. this one, I don't have a ton of thought behind it. This is just a general idea. So I thought where the Ariel ride is. So if we can find a spot for Ariel, I thought it'd be cool to have a motion simulator ride where Mickey and friends work to save and clean up the oceans with a baby sea turtle.
Okay.
And they're just, and it's like you go underwater and there's, you know, something about, you know, it's edutainment. Like, oh, there's trash in the ocean. We have to clean it up. Like,
that's a really good idea. And it's a public service and it's also enjoying it. Can it be Crush?
Yeah. It could be Crush. Yeah. Or you want to crush it. Crush and Crush's kids.
Crush's kids. Yeah. That'd be Mickey. That'd be great.
You just need like a cute baby character at some point. People like cute baby characters.
And then underwater, you can go on. You can go through all the different underwater scenes from different underwater, you know, Mickey from Disney movies. You can do different underwater scenes.
Oh, that would be cool. And like, and then obviously it's going to have a happy ending where oh yeah, we did it. And like, we cleaned the oceans and make sure, you know, you do this, and this. And,
that's a really good idea.
Yeah. You could have Little Mermaid. You could have Nemo in it. Yeah. Any aquatic themed Disney thing. You could have the submarine going by from the submarine voyage.
There you go. Yeah. Just a yellow one going in the background, just going by.
Yeah, just like a moat, and they could do something interesting with the ride vehicles.
Yeah,
and you could definitely, I think, fit that in that footprint.
Yeah,
very.
And
easily.
You have the idea there. You could even use the same kind of, you know, the Doom Buggy kind of type style ride there. Anyway, that's a good idea.
That would just be. I just need more Mickey Mouse representation.
I absolutely agree with you. It's
It
all started with a mouse.
Exactly.
So you need to.
He's not going anywhere.
No, absolutely.
Yeah. So do you have any thoughts besides that you want to keep Ariel there?
I do like the, now that you explained that more, I do like the Mickey and Friends thing there. So we can move Ariel.
Yeah, okay. We'll find space. Yeah.
We can put it back behind over. There is a lot of property back there that they office buildings in.
Yeah. The office buildings.
I would love for them someday to expand all that. Some death theaters. it does not need to be there.
Yeah, Videopolis. Yeah. Yeah, I just think they have a missed opportunity for, they could have a whole land dedicated to the beach. Really, a lot of these are like characters, but a sub theme. Like, it's kind of like how Disney Bounding works. Like, I'm as Ariel as a 90s person. So it's like Mickey at the beach.
Yep. No, I agree.
I just think of all the merchandising too. I'm like, you could have Mickey in these outfits, beach towels, like,
No, I absolutely agree with you. Everything is, every single thing we've said, I mean, there's a different Mickey for a different land inside the land. So money, money, money.
Yeah, and especially those new Mickey cartoons are so popular. Like, yeah. He's popular again. We want to give you more money, Disney.
Right. Mickey's the best.
Okay, so now moving to Grizzly Peak, which Grizzly Peak I think is technically like a few different lands, but we're talking about that whole, basically everything from where you enter, what's that first ride? Like where the Smoke Jumpers is to past Redwood Creek before the San Francisco area, whole section.
Yeah, right there in where the, what's the ride called? The one, Soarin'.
Soarin', yeah. Well, my first thing is bring Soarin' over California back.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's not even a question. That shouldn't even be what it is now.
Yeah, it doesn't make, they can keep Soarin' over the world in Epcot because, it is kind of weird to have California in Epcot. Because nowadays people, they travel around so much. I don't think you need to have identical rides on each coast.
I absolutely agree.
Yeah. You can have a slightly different experience, or they could even rotate stuff because people like that. And they could be like, oh, for, you know, these months we're going to add a Christmas scene in, or for like these months we're going to add like a new scene. I don't know. But
they do that. Don't they do that in that landlord, but don't they change it for Christmas?
Well, they just, not for Christmas, but they change it just, anytime they need more crowds, they bring back Soarin' over California.
There you go, yeah.
It's the Main Street Electrical Parade of DCA. Anytime they need to boost attendance, they bring it back.
Which is great, by the way.
Yes.
Main Street Electrical Parade. I'm a huge Paint the Night fan, though, too, but.
Oh, yeah. I mean, my love for Main Street doesn't take away from Paint the Night. A lot of people just don't like Main Street Electrical Parade. I love it. But I think that must just be a Californian thing.
Yep, I absolutely. my kids, who are a lot younger than me, they don't like it because, you know, we went there a couple of years. When we went a couple of years ago. We actually were able to do the VIP tour. And it was pretty cool. And part of that tour was that we got to get preferred seating for Electrical Parade. We were actually sitting at the train station up above. And they went right by us. Everyone was down below us. And it was a cool sitting there, looking at the castle, looking down Main Street from that angle, watching the Main Street Electrical Parade. One of my best times ever there. So it was just seeing that. It's like, damn, this is really cool. But, you know.
So retheme Grizzly River Run. Somehow retheme it. Make it a story about a bear family, mm-hmm. like in Hong Kong Disney. Yep. Or I put three options. You could have the country bears coming to visit their California cousins, or you could just have something kind of like Knott's, where it's like the history of California. You just need to add
That would be the best. I think is the history of California because the redwoods and everything like that. That's such a good idea on that one. But I do love the country bears. So
yeah, I do love country bears. Like have miners like panning for gold, have early Spanish settlers, show bears, wildlife, like turkey vultures. Like you said,
more educational kind of thing. Yeah. Like you said before, then kids don't realize that they're learning it, but they're still learning something, which I think would be really cool.
You could go on field trips to there when you're learning about California history.
There you go.
Welcome, kids.
It's a reason you have to go there because you're going to learn history there. You're welcome.
Exactly. Yep. Kind of similar to the Knott's Miner ride, but like, in a way, only Disney can, just a little bit better. Sorry, Knott's. I just thought, like, throw in a couple animatronic bears. Like,
yeah.
It would be cool. Another side thought I had was turn it into a Brave ride. It just does not. That, again, goes against my theory of having Disney princesses in DCA. Mm-hmm. But that's another a possible idea.
Wow. That's a really good idea, actually.
But then it's like Merida. But then she's Pixar. So, yeah, that's a gray area. But, yeah, just do something with that. It's just a little too plain right now.
Yeah, all I do on that ride is look around and make sure I'm not going to get wet, and make sure I'm not in the right spot to get wet. You know, so.
And then my last thing is Redwood Creek Challenge. I think that's what it's called. A ranger would take you through the Redwood Forest, teach you about things, just make it more exciting, make it more goal oriented, and have some animatronics there. They have some deer. I just think they're not animatronics.
Another good place, I think you could have the country bears in there too.
That'd be cool.
If you could even interact with them if they're in there and they're doing stuff, and you could kind of yell over at them and they're doing. I love country bears. Bring them back.
I love country. Yeah, and it totally makes sense. Like, country bears come to California. It's like Beverly Hillbillies.
That's a good idea. They want
to see their cousins.
Yep.
Yeah, just something to make it a little more, like, or goal-oriented, or, like, you have a map, and you have to, like, find certain amount of things. Right now, it's just kind of, and maybe they have that, but it just feels a little listless.
They could come see their country. They could come see their California cousin, Winnie the Pooh.
Yes. Oh, yes. So bother.
Yeah. Oh, bother. Yeah.
So my last, this isn't really a land. This is Pacific Wharf.
Yeah.
I don't know. This is another idea. I don't know where it came from. A Full House meet and greet with face characters.
Okay.
In the San Francisco area.
Okay. So Full House, you mean like the Winslows?
No, Winslows, that's Family Matters.
Okay.
Full House.
Okay.
Michelle Tanner. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I always called it the Michelle Show when I was a kid. Yeah.
Full House. Okay. Yeah.
But, you know, Bob Saget and, yeah.
Okay, now I'm there. I was stuck on the Winslows.
So that's Chicago. I think that's also ABC.
You're right.
That's
Chicago. Right. Chicago, yeah.
They could do all, like, the – because nostalgia is so big right now, those ABC shows, and have, like, the Winslows – because they all went to Disney World.
Oh, yeah.
So the Winslows could go there. Like, Family Matt – or Full House is just because it takes place in San Francisco. Because it's just one street, technically – represent San Francisco, so just you really only could have like a meet and greet or
isn't
something.
Isn't it funny to see them all older now?
Yeah, and they like it's weird, especially because I grew up. I'm the same age as the Olsen twins.
Yeah,
so it was just like I always really identified with that show, and it's weird like we're all getting older.
Yeah,
and the reboot, it's just like they're moms now. Like
right. Okay, now that I understand that one too, it totally makes sense. Free and California theme too.
And I know John Stamos is a huge Disneyland fan, so he could somehow like even just have John Stamos.
He'd just show up every now and then. He'd probably do it for free.
Oh yeah, like here's all my merchandise I have that I bought from Disneyland.
Have you seen that? Have you seen that tour of his house?
I haven't seen. I've seen the sign, but I haven't seen the tour.
They
of his
do
house.
A tour of like his house because the auction they had last year was a huge, and he bought a lot of the stuff. And
he bought the original Disneyland sign, right? Or one of the original.
One of the D's. Yeah.
Yeah.
And he has a Dumbo. One of the Dumbo cars. The D on the outside of his house, I thought I read something saying that back when Michael Jackson was still alive, he actually outbid Michael Jackson for it. Yeah, so I thought that was pretty cool. Yeah, that's John Stamos is a huge Disney fan.
Yeah, so he like even like we'll consult with him and be like, okay, what do you want to put in here? Like,
and I agree with more covered seating.
Yeah. Oh yes. So, but I love that eating area. It's one of my favorite places to eat in the
whole
Disneyland resort.
Just to relax. Yeah.
Yeah. Just relax. The problem is there seems to be enough seating, but it's not covered.
Right.
So I'd like more covered seating. And then I also add more soup options at Boudin's. That's just personal because I love soup and I love Boudin's. And they only have, I think, two regular and then one rotating soup. And they turned one of my favorite soups into a rotating soup, which I was sad about. So do you have any final thoughts about DCA?
You absolutely crushed it, girl. That's all.
Thank you.
I mean, it's when you said we were going to do this, I'm like, okay. And then you almost send you my notes and I'm like, holy moly. You know, all I thought about when you said in this whole thing was we're gonna have a big bad. I said Thanos, that could be the big bad. And then, I mean, now that we're here talking, I'm glad I was able to talk a little bit more and add some insight. But it's like you're reading my mind on a lot of this stuff because being a Californian, being from there, and loving California so much, I do live in Oregon now, which you know it is what it is. But I will go back in a minute if I have the opportunity because I do love it for all these things we talked about. For all these different things, for the history, for Hollywood, for going to the beaches, going to Santa Monica. So yeah, it's you absolutely nailed this, and I'm glad you allowed me to be a part of it. So
thank you. Yeah, I mean, if they had started out with and just called it like Disney's Adventure, that would obviously be great. But it's like, okay, you can't have half. Either you have to completely axe the California theme and redo the park, or go back to the California.
I honestly think they're going to change the name. I don't think it's not going to stay California Adventure. I honestly, because of what they're doing and what they're adding to it, I don't think it's going to stay that way.
I agree, yeah.
There's not really anything that, except maybe the Grizzly River Run area and the red, that kind of reminds you of California.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Mm-hmm. That's true. Yes, that's the only area that's original. Besides that, it's just like great things that, like, it's basically Pixar and Avengers Land and Friends.
Yep. and here's where Walt's from over here.
Yeah. here's a street.
Yeah, here's a street. Yeah.
Here's a theater that no longer exists. Well, thank you so much for being on the show.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
A special thanks to our Patreons, Mandy, Tori, Sean, Jennifer, Tiffany, Abby, Valerie, Jenny, Wynette, Lauren, Ashley, and Danny. Please visit our website at www.1313harborthepodcast.com. Please email your questions, comments, and episode requests to 1313harborthepodcast@gmail.com. Please rate and review us wherever you get your podcast. You can find us on Twitter at 1313harbor and on Instagram at 1313harborthepodcast. Thank you again for listening, and to all who come to this happy podcast, welcome!